SRNU. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans have held Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
The vote went along party lines. Garland is now the third attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress. Kentucky Republican James Comer is the leader of the impeachment inquiry of the president.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's refusal to produce this evidence establishes a clear pattern of obstruction.
The Justice Department has turned over some of the records from the Biden interview with special counsel Robert Hur, leaving out audio of the interview with the president. This is Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The whole world can read President Biden's interview and his answers unedited. But that's apparently not enough. Now they want to hold the attorney general in contempt for not turning over the audio tape.
It's unlikely Garland's Justice Department will prosecute him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Three sheriff's deputies were shot Wednesday while responding to a home in a gated community in Ogle County, Illinois, and a suspect was also shot and wounded. Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Vickles tells WTVO-TV a total of four people were shot.
Three deputies were struck by gunfire and transported to local hospitals. The suspect was also struck by gunfire and transported to a local hospital.
All four are expected to survive. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says that mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal. Blinken says Hamas wants what it calls amendments to the U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
Previous moments of optimism have been repeatedly dashed by the differences between the two sides. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points. This is SRN News. Two missionaries are honored.
Davy Lloyd and his wife Natalie were working at a mission in Haiti earlier this year when they were murdered by one of the country's numerous gangs. Now their alma mater, Ozark Bible Institute and College, has announced a scholarship in the couple's name. The school says, quote, "This scholarship is an effort to encourage future generations to follow Davy and Natalie's example by devoting their lives to Christian missions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is heard questioning whether compromise between the left and right is possible on some issues in a conversation posted on social media. The conservative justice is also heard agreeing with a woman who says the United States should return to a place of godliness. The audio was posted on X by filmmaker Lauren Windsor. Alito is heard to say it's difficult because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. This is SRN News. The United States will send Ukraine another Patriot missile system, as we hear in this report from Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
The U.S. is answering Ukraine's calls for more air defenses, President Volodymyr Zelensky making this plea in April.
We urgently need Patriot systems.
The Pentagon's routinely provided the Patriots missiles, but now two U.S. officials tell AP the United States will send a second Patriot missile system as Ukraine battles an intense Russian assault on the northeastern Kharkiv region.
This is what can and should save lives.
Ukraine's been trying to fend off devastating Russian glide bombs that have struck its power grid and other civilian areas, as well as military targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia, meanwhile, has sent warships to the Caribbean and have landed in Cuban waters. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.